1,000 runners will gather at the HMCS Haida National Historical Site in Hamilton on Sunday, April 21, in a gesture of allegiance and respect to the late Queen Elizabeth II, the Commonwealth's longest reigning monarch, to participate in the second annual Her Majesty's Royal Races. VRPro's race director Kelly Arnott says, "When the Queen died, we were devastated because a lot of people in our running community are from England. We thought, why don't we do something on her birthday to celebrate her life? Her birthday, celebrated on April 21, serves as a focal point for commemorating Queen Elizabeth, to pay tribute to the monarch's enduring role in Canadian society and our ties to the British Crown." Race Day. The 1K, 3K and 5K distance races will start and end at the HMCS Haida National Historical Site at Pier 8 in Hamilton. 1 kilometer races begins at 9:40 a.m. 3 kilometers and 5 kilometers begin at 10 a.m. At the start of the race, the Haida, a flagship of the Canadian Navy that served in World War II, will blow its foghorn. The race route will take runners and walkers along Hamilton's waterfront. Her Majesty's Royal Races are inclusive, encouraging individuals of varying fitness levels, both seasoned runners and newcomers, to lace up their shoes for the event. Following the races, participants and spectators are invited to tour the HMCS Haida for a nominal fee. Race Day keepsakes. Everyone who registers will receive their choice of a Paddington Bear, or a fascinator and purse in their race kit. The Queen's connection to Paddington Bear is a charming tale that stems from her love for the iconic character. It all began in 1975 when Paddington Bear's creator wrote a story specifically for the Queen's 50th birthday. The story revolves around Paddington visiting Buckingham Palace to give the Queen his marmalade sandwiches as a birthday present. As for the purse, it was more than a fashion accessory for the Queen. She carried essential items such as a mirror, lipstick, tissues, reading glasses, and a small amount of money in case she needed to donate to charity while out and about. The purse also served as a discreet signal to her staff. By changing its position, the Queen signaled when she wanted to wrap up a conversation or event. Fascinators have become popular among members of the royal family, elevating fascinators as a fashion accessory at formal events. Arnott says, "Last year, we had British ladies dressed in the British tradition with the fascinators. This year we thought, let's expand that theme so they can have a fascinator and also a purse to match the color of the fascinator." The finisher's medal for Her Majesty's Royal Races is a miniature version of the King Edward crown. It's a black velvet crown covered in jewels. Arnott says, "This finisher's medal looks absolutely gorgeous in the black velvet. It's in a silver frame, and inside the silver frame is the black velvet crown with the jewels on it." Keeping with the royal theme, runners who place in their age category will receive a trophy with a picture of the crown inside. Supporting RHLI cadets. Her Majesty's Royal Races serve as platform to raise funds and awareness for causes that are important to the monarchy. Her Majesty's Royal Races will be raising funds for the Army Cadet League in support of the RHLI cadets. As part of the Canadian Armed Forces cadet organizations, the RHLI cadets operate under the authority of the Crown. Funds raised will support youth in Hamilton. Race kit pickup. Race kits can be picked up during the race weekend. Saturday, April 20, Stony Creek Running Room, 1791 Stone Church Road East, Stony Creek, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sunday, April 21, Race Day, HMCS Haida National Historical Site, Pier 8 to 47 Discovery Drive, Hamilton, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. Following the race, participants will be served a traditional British lunch of marmalade sandwiches, scones, and tea. Arnott says, "We want everyone walking or running in Her Majesty's Royal Races to enjoy the event and to honor the late Queen, the monarchy, and everything she represented around the world. Her Majesty's Royal Races in Hamilton represent more than a footrace, they symbolize a convergence of tradition, community, and celebration. By honoring Queen Elizabeth II's birthday through physical activity and communal gathering, the event reinforces the bonds between Canadians and the monarchy." For more information, visit them online here or email info@vrpro.ca.